Blog Talk Radio.
And I'm worried about leaving you. Yes, I am. I know I'm wrong this time. I love you. If you'd only believe me, Jesus, because I love you. Yes, I do. Well, you see, you take your love from me, just would be impossible, just wouldn't be right, because I love you.
Good afternoon. Welcome to another edition of Gospel Gold. I am your host, Reverend Michael Rogers. We are experiencing a little technical difficulty in the studio today. We're having a thunderstorm in the area, so there may be some intermittent interruptions in the broadcast. Whenever there is bad weather, there is something that we cannot control. But we want to let you know that we're glad that you are with us tonight here on Gospel Gold. Of course, you know that Gospel Gold is on every Monday, from the hours of 9 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Gospel Gold is a program that is dedicated to the traditional African-American gospel music. We believe that it all began in Africa. Of all the lavish gifts that Africa has given this world, one of them and the most unique is the combination of religion and rhythm. When our first ancestors touched upon these American shores, they brought with them their rhythm. It is rhythm that drives American music. It's rhythm that drives the spirituals, the gospel, the blues, jazz, ragtime, rock and roll, even rap today. We brought rhythm to religion. And of course, it is the fact that we know that we cannot tell the whole story of our people here on these American shores in 1 hour. But we come to you each week to let you know that this is the type of music that we believe is the root of all the music that our people have produced on these American shores. All the music that you hear that we produce on these shores come from the experience of African Americans on these shores. Our experiences, the way we have overcome the adversities of the times that we have had here, is expressed in our music, it's expressed in our writings, it's expressed in our books and in our poems. Everything we do, we express the African-American experience. There's no other time when African-American music was not a part of our experience. When we consider the tragic and the dreadful and catastrophic experiences which occurred to so many of us and all of our people as we have come to this country, gospel music has always been there to take us by the hand and lead us on. It's not just a mere form of entertainment to be had when necessary or when desired. There's a form of character, a form of obedience and spirit. It follows upon the long discipline which gives a people self-possession, self-mastery, a habit of order and common counsel and reverence to God that directs our lives. So that's what Gospel Gold is all about. It's just not another music program. I am not a DJ. This is a program that is dedicated to the preservation of the history of traditional African-American gospel music. We invite you to go to our Facebook page. Go there, hit the like button. It is there that you will find the link each week for the Gospel Gold program. You will also find articles about various gospel artists. You will find some of the music that we play on Gospel Gold. And you will also find there introduction to various different groups that you may or may not have heard before. So we ask you that you will go to the Gospel Gold Facebook page, hit the like button. There you can stay in touch with us and we can stay in touch with you. You can also stay in touch with us by emailing us at gospelgold@songwriter.net. gospelgold@songwriter.net. You can contact us there. You can also contact us in the studio tonight. Our area code is area code 845-241-9839. Area code 45241-9839. You can speak to us directly in the studio tonight as we continue in another edition of Gospel Gold. We are going into the fifth month of a pandemic. We pray that those of you who are entering into the streets, into the world, back into the workforce, that you are taking every precaution to make sure that you are safe and that you are self-distancing, making sure that you wear your mask so that we can curb this pandemic that is plaguing our land at this time. We pray God's blessing upon you. We hope that you will continue to stay safe and continue to follow the instructions of health officials and those who know more about this pandemic and this virus than we do. We know that you're anxious to get back out into the streets. The weather is warm. It's summertime. People want to go to the beach. They want to have cookouts. They want to do all kinds of things. And all I ask is that you take every precaution as you do those things. Let us pray. Our Father and our God, we thank you for this night. Thank you for allowing us to come through this medium. We pray, God, that if something that we have said here tonight or something that we play here tonight will inspire your people to keep on giving you the praise. This we ask in Jesus' name, amen. Here's a song that says, "Do You Know the Man?"
I said, "Do you know the man?" I said, "Do you know the man?" I said, "Do you know the man from Galilee?"
come, then I say, do
mama.
I said, do you know Mary's baby? I said, do you know Mary's baby from Galilee? Yes, he
walked out on the water.
I said, he
on the red gum tree.
Lord, have mercy. I say, do
call a man from Galilee.
The man is a mighty good doctor. I experienced it, children. The man is a mighty good doctor. I say, the man is a mighty good doctor. From Galilee, oh, he
walked out on the water.
I said, he
from the red gum tree.
Then I said, do
my
Lord have mercy.
Galilee.
Now here's what he done for me. Woke me up this morning. I said, the man woke me up, thank God, this morning. He woke me up this morning from Galilee. Oh, he
woke me up this morning.
I said, he then I say, do
know the man from Galilee?
That's whole time singing down here, church. Then I say, do you know the man? I say, do you know the man, church? I say, do you know the man from Galilee? Children, I said, that's
what
I like about that old time singing. Oh, 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 yeah.
I'm often asked what classifies or what signifies as traditional gospel. Gospel music owes its grandeur and its sense of understanding to Thomas Andrew Dorsey, who is called the father of gospel music. He combined Christian praise with the rhythm of jazz and blues. Dr. Dorsey wrote many songs. Two of his great were Precious Lord and Lily of the Valley. Both of these songs were written after the tragic death of his wife and his newborn son. These songs have become community-owned songs as singers and listeners throughout the world relate to the words of assurance that are delivered and adopted in his message. In the Facebook page, you will find a program that we did earlier this year on Dr. Dorsey. I invite you to go there and listen to that program. You will find some very interesting information concerning him. And also, you will get a better understanding of the concept of what we call traditional African-American gospel music. Dr. Dorsey was instrumental in getting gospel music played on the radio and written in sheet music. And so we owe the onus to gospel music to Dr. Dorsey. Go there to the Gospel Gold Facebook page, and you will find the program on Dr. Dorsey. Another program that we did earlier this year was on Mahalia Jackson. The influence of Mahalia Jackson is evident in her style in reference to the storms of life and of the good that is produced through overcoming adversity. She spoke of these adversities and overcoming those adversities. Her melodious voice stirred listeners as they moved up a little bit higher, and she invited them to participate in her songs. She developed a flair for composing songs that moved the heart and generated the soul of a people who looked to the hills from which cometh their help. The songs were so exciting and so popular that congregations automatically joined in the singing and shouted as they lifted up the name of Jesus. Again, if you would go to the Gospel Gold Facebook page, you will find the program that we featured earlier this year with Mahalia. You will find information about her and some of the music that she wrote, some of the music that she sang, the history of Mahalia Jackson, and you will also find the discography for Mahalia Jackson. So I wanted you to tonight to just point out programs that we have done so far this year. We've done many. This is our 10th program this year. There are programs that we have done that have received wide accolade. There was a program that we did a few weeks ago called Long Time Coming, and we featured various choirs and various ministers who had started choirs go there and hit that engagement for the event that says Long Time Coming on the Gospel Gold page, and you will hear that program. That is a very good program. We also had a program earlier this year called the Pilgrim Jubilees. It was a quartet night. We every month or so we do feature quartets on Gospel Gold. And that night we featured the Pilgrim Jubilees. We featured Willie Neal Johnson in the Gospel Keynotes and the Burden Lifters. We featured the Canton Spirituals. We featured the Swanee Quintet, Blind Boys of Mississippi, the Blind Boys of Alabama. That was a program that was dedicated mostly to quartet singing. If you go there to the Facebook page, you will find that program as well, Quartet Night on Gospel Gold. That is the name of that program. We're going to listen to a little bit more music, and I'm going to come back, and I'm going to tell you about some other programs that we have done this year. Let's listen to John P. Key.
I know this is a big city, but I want you to clap your hands like you're from North Carolina, like you're from Durham, North Carolina. Come on. Yeah.
That was John P. Key. John P. Key has earned accolades as a top-ranked gospel performer and pastor. He is the pastor of the New Life Fellowship Church in Charlotte, North Carolina. He was inspired by Dr. James Cleveland, and he began to study his style. He was born in 1962 in Durham, North Carolina. He grew up in a large family. He was a teen of 16 children. He displayed musical talent at a very early age, and his parents enrolled him into a special school for musically gifted children, the North Carolina School of the Arts in Winston-Salem, North Carolina, where he formed his first choir at the age of 13. After that, after finishing school, he moved to California, and he studied music with his older brothers, Al Key and Wayne Key. He attended the Europa College Conservatory School of Music in Marysville and became involved with the area's top musicians. While out in California, he also played briefly with groups such as the Blackbirds and Cameo. However, his talents didn't save him from his difficult times. By his late teens, he began to have a hard-edged street life. That street life took him to California and back again. In return to his home here in North Carolina, he moved to Charlotte, the Double Oaks community, and he continued to play music. Devoting himself to gospel music, he began singing and formed the group, the New Life Community Choir. His first professional break came in 1985 when he became the first artist to be asked to record lead vocals on two tracks of the Gospel Music Workshop of America annual mass choir recording. In 1987, he released his first album, the New Life Community Choir, Yes Lord, which was recorded during a performance at the Brethren of Unity Youth Convention. And in 1989, he released his debut solo album, Waiting on Him. We did feature a program earlier this year with him and the New Life Community Choir. I ask that you would go to our Facebook page and you will find more information about him and more information about the choir. He has been very instrumental in the music, gospel music genre. He has celebrated throughout the genre, and he is known as a great musician and a great songwriter. So his name is John P. Key. Many of you may know him. Some may have never heard his name before. But I ask if you would like to expand your gospel library, that you would get a hold of some John P. Key, and you would surely be blessed by it. Let's listen to another song by him, John P. Key, and the New Life Community Choir. John P. Key. If you're listening to Gospel Gold on Blog Talk Radio, we are having some technical difficulties. We have a thunderstorm in the area, so you may be hearing some intermittent interruptions. We're trying to go on with the program anyway. We wanted to use the night to just remind you to go to our Facebook page, the Gospel Gold Facebook page. There you will find all the information concerning Gospel Gold. We did a program earlier this year on the male chorus. Every church has a male chorus. The male chorus has always been one of the fundamental choirs of the church. And we did a program earlier this year on the male chorus. We featured the Brotherhood Chorale. We featured the Voices of Grace. We featured the Victory First Baptist male chorus from Glen Arden, Maryland. We featured the male chorus of Beulah Missionary Baptist Church of Decatur, Georgia. We featured the Sixth Avenue Baptist Church male chorus of Birmingham, Alabama. And the First Baptist Church of Hinton Park male chorus as well. We did a program on that, on male choruses. We talked about the importance of the male chorus and how the male chorus has often been a way for men to serve in the house of God. I hope you will go back and look at that event on the Gospel Gold Facebook page. It's called The Male Chorus. That is a very, very good show. I think you will enjoy that. And then we did another show right after that called Brothers and Sisters in the Gospel. This program featured groups that were composed of brothers and sisters. I'm talking about blood brothers and sisters, same family brothers and sisters. In other words, we know that we are such talented people that we have families in the music business, in all genres of music. In the rock and roll genre, we had the Jackson family, we had the Silvers family, we had the DeBarge family, and so on. In the jazz field, we had the Marcellus brothers and the Neville brothers, and so on. In the gospel field, we had the Clark sisters, the Winings, the Williams brothers, and the Barnes family. We are a very uniquely talented group of people, and our families oftentimes are involved in our music. And we featured a program called Brothers and Sisters in the Gospel. The Abrams sisters was part of that as well. The Williams brothers was part of that as well. The O'Neill twins were part of that program as well. Seed in the Kingdom by the Veal brothers. We featured the Veal brothers. We also featured the Jackson, the Jenkins brothers. I'm sorry, the Jenkins brothers. And it was a very good program. A lot of people enjoyed that program. So I invite you to go to the Gospel Gold Facebook page and hear the program entitled Brothers and Sisters in the Gospel. We're featuring families. And before that, I think the week before that, we featured women in the Gospel. Of course, you know that women have always stood out in the gospel field. They have not always had their full due, nor did they receive their full royalties. But we featured a program, I think it was March the 8th. I'm not sure of that date, but you can go back and look at the Gospel Gold Facebook page. I think it was March the 8th of this year. We featured, it's called God, When God is in the Building. When God is in the Building. And we featured mostly, or all women groups talking about the history of African-American women in gospel. We featured the original gospel harmonettes. We featured such artists as Candy Louise Davis, Dorothy Love Coates. We featured the Davis sisters. We featured all of those great women who made such great strides in the gospel field. The program is called When God is in the Building. It was done, I think, on March the 8th. A very good program. If you would get an opportunity to go there, you can hear that program featuring the women in gospel. And then we did another program, and I'm talking about all the programs. We've done about 10 programs this year. And this show, I just wanted to go back and just talk about some of the programs that we did earlier this year. We also did a program this year featuring the CBS Trumpeteers. The CBS Trumpeteers started in 1945, and they were instrumental in getting records played on the radio. Of course, the CBS Trumpeteers are out of Baltimore, Maryland. And we talked about the history of them, and we talked about how they were able to navigate the music business in order to be successful in 1945. In 1947 is when they really came into prominence with their first recording. We talked about the not only them, we talked about the Mighty Sons of Glory, the Ellisons, the Five Singing Stars, Tommy Ellison and the Five Singing Stars. We talked about the Nightingales and the Brooklyn All-Stars. All of these groups who have been so very instrumental in traditional African-American gospel music. That was featured on a program called Feel Him Move. If you go to the Gospel Go Facebook page, you will find a program that says Feel Him Moving. I'm sorry, Feel Him Moving. Go there and hit the page, engagement page for that particular program. And you will hear this great group of men and women singing the gospel. All of the programs here on Blog Talk are archived. So you can go back at any time and hear whatever program that you would like to hear. You simply have to go to the Facebook page and you will find the program for that event. We featured another program. We featured the Barnes family. I spoke about them when I talked about brothers and sisters in the gospel. But we did a program separately on the Barnes family. Of course, you know the Barnes family, Reverend Barnes, who made that great hit, Rough Side of the Mountain. And, of course, he had with him Reverend Janice Brown, who was a part of that duo. We talked about Reverend F.C. Barnes and Reverend Janice Brown. Who started the great hit string of hits that the Barnes family had back in the early 80s. It is a very good program about the Barnes family. You can go there at any time, and you can hear that program featuring them. On that same program, we also talked about the Walter Hawkins and the great music that he left as a legacy. Talked about his recordings in 1997 and 1998. There was an album that he recorded called Be Grateful. It's a very important album in the music business and the music genre. If you get a chance to pick that album up or to pick that CD up, it's called Be Grateful by Reverend Walter Hawkins. Very beautiful, beautiful group of music. You will enjoy it. It will certainly inspire your heart. We're going to go back to the music. We're going to listen to the Thompson Community Singers, Milton Brunson, and the Thompson Community Singers.
Yeah.
That was the Thompson Community Choir. Speaking of shows that we have done this year, if you get a chance, go to the Facebook page and find the program entitled New Orleans Gospel. New Orleans Gospel. We featured a program earlier this year that featured all New Orleans gospel groups. Groups such as the Spiritualettes, the Mighty Chariots of Fire, the Zion Harmonizers, the Soulful Heavenly Stars. We featured the Mahogany Brass Band, also the Tara D. Delaney Choir, and the Gospel Soul Children of New Orleans as well. That program, we featured all the New Orleans gospel groups. From time to time, we have what we call Hometown Gospel. And if you would go there, you would find those songs from those various different groups from the city of New Orleans. And just like that, we also did a program where we featured the gospel artists of the city of Philadelphia. That program is called I'll Be All Right. That was done earlier this year as well. It's called I'll Be All Right. That program, we featured all the groups on that program were from the city of Philadelphia. The Banks Brothers, Marion Williams, who's actually credited for starting gospel in the city of Philadelphia. Marion Williams is her name. And then the Philadelphia Gospel Choir. We talked about Margaret Allison and her sisters. We talked about Isaac Douglas. Talked about Gertrude Ward, the Davis sisters, of course. We talked about all of the groups that came out of the city of Philadelphia. As you know, that Philadelphia has always produced great musicians, great singers, and great entertainers. So we did a program on the city of Philadelphia. From time to time, as I said before, we do feature various cities, and we go to those cities and we try to feature the gospel groups of those particular cities. So if you go to the Facebook page, you'll find one for the city of New Orleans. You will also find one for the city of Philadelphia. And another one, and I'm going to conclude, there was a program that we did earlier this year on the youth choir. Just like the one we did on the male chorus, we also did one on the youth choir. We talked about how important it is for the youth choir in the church and what the youth choir has always been the first step for children to work in the house of God. Oftentimes they start in the youth choir, they go on to various other organizations inside the church. We spoke of the Mass Children's Choir of New York. We also talked about the Southeast Inspirational Youth Choir. We talked about the Mount Carmel Youth Choir of Washington, D.C. We talked about the Youth for Christ Choir out of Illinois. And various other youth choirs. These young people can really sing. You will really be blessed by this program. The program is called the Youth Choir. The Youth Choir. Go there and click on that particular event. It will take you to the program called the Youth Choir. The program that we are about to record next for next week is going to be called I Won't Be Silent Anymore. Well, this is the program that you see on your screen now if you're looking at it on the internet. But I wanted just to play the theme song for that program because this program is going to be talking about the plight that we're going through right now in America through the racism and the turbulent times that we're having all through the 60s, through the civil rights era, and through what we are going through right now. I call program, I Won't Be Silent Anymore. This is the theme song that will be on that program when we record it next week.
Yeah. let the captain ring. Come here by the door. He saved my soul.
So make sure you join us next week here on Gospel Gold, Monday night from 9 to 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. We are going to be playing, our theme will be I Won't Be Silent Anymore. We're going to use that theme for the next couple of programs because we're going to examine the music that speaks out for us during this time that we're going through right now. Our ancestors left a great and rich legacy for us, and we're going to listen to some of the music of the struggle of our people here in America. So join us next Monday night at 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time here on Blog Talk Radio for another edition of Gospel Gold. We pray that you will go to our Facebook page. Go there. You'll find all of those programs that I talked about tonight on the Facebook page. Click any one of them and you can hear the program for that particular event. We pray that you have a good week, that you will continue to give God the praise, and you will allow your spirit to go free so that God will get the glory. You have a great week. God bless you. We'll see you next week.
My life was torn beyond repair. I felt so alone, seemed no one cared. You came along.